With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Mountain biking has steadily been growing in popularity in the Northwoods. A large part of that is user groups taking the time, money, and energy into building trails just for mountain bikers. Brian Black is a board member with the Lakeland Area Mountain Biking Organization. He says mountain bikers used to be just on hiking or logging trails.
Inevitably, you had conflicts with other users. And so mountain biking trail development kind of started as an answer to how do you, for one, deal with erosion issues for mountain bikers going up and down logging roads and ski trails, which were never designed for mountain bikers, and how do you keep mountain bikers and hikers and other users all happy?
The Northwoods now has several groups that create and manage dozens of miles of mountain biking trails. That brings an economic boost to the area. A Wisconsin Department of Tourism report estimates that bicyclists spend $534 million annually on trips to the state.
You know, once you get these trails built up, the area becomes a destination. You know, Windman, the Zip Trail, Winter Park, Muskie Mountain, you know, plus what Rhinelander has going on. It's not too far to get over to Washburn Lake. You know, that's just a really great trail system. So then it's like, why go any further when you've got all these great trail systems here?
Lambeau is working on adding to its trail system at Zip Trails just south of downtown Minocqua this summer. Between Governor Evers' budget, stimulus funding, and President Biden's American Jobs Plan, there's been a lot of talk about making high-speed internet accessible to all. To do that, communities need to be able to identify what those broadband gaps are. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how a local group is working to do that and how it fits into the big picture of economic development in Vilas County.
The push to work remotely got center stage this last year. It's helped contribute to an increase of people moving to the Northwoods during the COVID-19 pandemic. But the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation has been making an effort to get remote workers to come here for years. Jim Tuckwell is the board chairman.
I mean, we're already very definitely on the map as a phenomenal tourist destination. But our mission is to put Vilas County on the map as a wonderful place to work full-time and to live.
Right now, VCEDC has outreach campaigns to attract remote workers, entrepreneurs, and expanding businesses. Tuckwell wants those workers to be able to get the job done from anywhere in Vilas County. But right now, that's not possible because of gaps in broadband. He says a year and a half ago, they developed a map of provider service areas.
We wanted to take this a step further and actually develop, you know, address-level data, so that we can, you know, use this to help business startups and potential remote workers as they call us and say, you know, I'm thinking of moving to Vilas County, you know, where's the best broadband?
Tuckwell says it will also be good data to support grant requests. He also says it's good information for the Vilas County townships and the Lac-Da-Flambeau tribe to use to improve broadband infrastructure. VCEDC is asking anyone who lives in Vilas County to complete a survey on its website. We have a link on WXPR.org. Tuckwell says it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Hundreds of smaller towns and cities in the Badger State have applied for money available through the American Rescue Plan. The window will be closing soon, and some could be missing out. More than $400 million is available, but not all municipalities can take advantage. The money is reserved for communities with fewer than 50,000 residents. David Casey is Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue.
This is being provided by the American Rescue Plan Act, and so it's vital that we take advantage of that. The pandemic has been hard on every community over the last 18 months, and this is an opportunity to make a comeback, invest.
The filing deadline is June 18th. Municipalities can apply for an amount up to 75% of their total budget last year. The money can only be spent on certain things, like premium pay for essential workers, addressing negative economic impacts caused by the pandemic, water and sewer, and broadband infrastructure. Infrastructure is one area Antigo's leaders say they're looking to address. Mark Destole is Director of Administrative Services for Antigo.
We're in the midst of a multi-year process here of doing $1 million in upgrading lead service lines underneath a different program, for example.
Funds must be spent by the end of 2024 or the money goes back to the federal government. Municipalities can apply through the Wisconsin Department of Revenue website. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The legislature's Republican-controlled Budget Committee has voted to extend Wisconsin's land stewardship program for 4 years rather than another decade, as Democratic Governor Tony Evers wanted. The Joint Finance Committee also voted Thursday to provide half the funding for the stewardship program that Evers wanted. Evers proposed $70 million a year in borrowing authority, and Republicans approved $32 million annually. That is currently the amount allowed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources uses stewardship funding to purchase land for the state and help conservation organizations to purchase land. Our forecast, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.